Got a question here for you, Simon, and this is actually a rather nail-biting question, if I may say so myself, which has been sent in by Sophie.
Is it true that you're more likely to die in a shark attack than from a plane crash?
So shark or plane, what do you reckon? Want to sink your teeth into that one for us?
Oh, this is one of those really interesting questions because it goes back to the heart of one of the problems of statistics is your absolute chance of dying from a shark attack is higher than your absolute chance of dying in a plane crash, as in the number of people on the planet that die from those two causes. However, that's not really a useful number because it doesn't put it into the context of any other forms of how you might die. And also, that's, you have to remember that in statistics, that's sort of the population average. So across the entire planet, how likely you are to die from a shark attack is a very different question. Because if you never fly, you're never going to die from a plane crash.
And so if you don't go in the sea, you're not going to get eaten by a shark either.
So there's a big difference there between population-level statistics and individual-level numbers.
I was just wondering, if is it more likely that you die of a shark attack after your plane has crashed into the sea?
Ah, yeah, how does
or is
that...
Or combinatorial...
How does that sit with you?
Actually, also part of that question is you're more likely to be in a plane crash... But people survive a lot of plane crashes now.
But how many of them get eaten by sharks?
Actually, there are very few plane crashes over water.
Simon, thank you very much.